Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night with some swinging modern mainstream jazz. We're on a two-hour set from approximately 8 to 10 p.m. every Sunday night, so we hope you'll make a habit of joining us. We're going to continue installment two, highlighting the guitar jazz artistry of Tal Farlow. Now, Tal Farlow first burst on the national jazz scene when he was accepted into the Red Norval Trio in the early 50s. Of course, we had Red Norval on vibes, Mingus on bass, and Tal Farlow on guitar. And they cut many, many records together, a lot of them on the old Discovery label, a small independent label. And so we're going to open up with the Red Norval Trio featuring Red Norval on guitar. And this is a George Wallington composition. George Wallington was a fine jazz piano player in his own right and headed his own trio for quite some time. And this is one of his classic bop compositions called Godchild. Thank you. George Wallington's classic bop composition, Godchild, done up brightly by the Red Norvelt Trio on an old Discovery LP going back to the early 50s. And you heard there on Vibes, the leader, Red Norvelt, and our highlight artist of the week, guitarist Tal Farlow. And you also heard a fine bass solo by Charlie Mingus, Godchild. Okay, what's next on your playlist, Al? How are you going to open up the show?
Well, I thought I'd start off giving into one of my weaknesses. In this particular case, the weakness is the sound of Paul Desmond. In this particular CD, he appears with the Modern Jazz Quartet, and it's from a Red Baron CD, which is a division of Sony. In addition to Paul on alto sax, we'll hear from John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. And this was recorded at Town Hall in New York City on Christmas Day, 1971. And they're going to do Here's That Rainy Day. Thank you. That was Here's That Rainy Day, a tune written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, and featuring Paul Desmond on alto sax, John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. And that was from a CD entitled Paul Desmond and the Modern Jazz Quartet on the Red Baron label, released in 1971.
Next up in highlighting our guitar jazz artistry of Tal Farlow, we're going to do an album that he cut called The Swinging Guitar of Tal Farlow. And along with Tal Farlow on guitar, we've got Eddie Costa on piano, fine, brilliant pianist and a vibist in his own right, and a very experienced old bass player that was around the jazz scene in 1956 when this LP was cut, Vinnie Burke. And this is the George and Ira Gershwin classic, They Can't Take That Away From Me. Thank you. That was a page out of the George and Ira Gershwin songbook by our Spotlight Artist of the Week guitarist, Tal Farlow, from his album, The Swinging Guitar of Tal Farlow. Of course, that was Tal Farlow there you heard on guitar, Eddie Costa doing a fine piano solo, and Vinnie Burke there on took a nice bass solo. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a group that calls themselves the Pazwonki Serenaders. This is a group that seems to change its names depending on the location or time of day. This CD that they've released is entitled Unsaturated Fats, and it's a collection of tunes by Fats Waller, and I think the title alludes to the fact that these tunes are less famous than some of his other tunes. As an introduction, the leader and guitarist Marty Gross describes Fats as the King of Harlem, stride pianist, organist supreme, composer of hits, radio vocalist, film personality, jester, best-selling recording artist, consumer of gin and whiskey, trencher man, non-stop carouser. Did he ever sleep? He lived enough for three lifetimes. In addition to Marty Gross on guitar and vocals, the group's composed of Peter Eklund on cornet, Joe Mariani on clarinet, Dan Barrett on trombone, Keith Ingham on piano, Greg Cohen on bass, and Arnie Kinsella on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Fats entitled Prisoner of Love.
Prisoner, do with me as you will. A lifetime of your charms would be an endless thrill. Were you to set me free, I'd only linger still. Prisoner of love, surround me with your arms and hold me tenderly. Lock me within your heart and throw away the key. To your caresses I surrender willingly. Prisoner of love, your burning kisses have sealed my fate, it seems. And left me bound with a chain of golden dreams, golden dreams. From you there's no escape, I'm doomed forevermore. You've made the world a tiny room without a door. But it's like heaven just to know that I am your prisoner of love. Thank you. prisoner of love.
That was a tune written by Fats Waller entitled Prisoner of Love, brought to you by the Pazwonky Serenaders. In addition to the guitar and tongue-in-cheek vocals by Marty Gross, we heard some pretty good solos by Keith Ingham on piano, Peter Eklund on cornet, Joe Mariani on clarinet, Dan Barrett on trombone, and they were backed by Greg Cohen on bass and Arnie Kinsella on drums. That was from a CD entitled Unsaturated Fats on the Stomp Off label, released in 1990.
Next we have our highlight artist of the week, guitarist Al Faltalo, doing something out of the Rodgers and Hart songbook. And this is from his album Autumn in New York. And it's a great little swinger, one of my favorite Rodgers and Hart compositions. Have You Met Miss Jones, along with Tal on guitar. We got Gerald Wiggins on piano, Ray Brown on bass, who was a member of the Oscar Peterson Trio at that particular time, and Chico Hamilton on drums. This was cut in 1954, so about that time Chico Hamilton was probably the drummer in the Jerry Mulligan Quartet. So it's an all-star aggregation. Let's listen to Have You Met Miss Jones. Thank you. Rodgers and Hart's Have You Met Miss Jones, swinging guitar of our highlight artist of the week, Tal Farlow, backed up by Gerald Wiggins on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Chico Hamilton on drums from Tal's album, Autumn in New York. So what's next on the agenda tonight, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from the Jazz Tone Mystery Band. Yeah, I have to admit, when I first got this LP, I just joined the Jazz Tone Society, which you had to do in order to get any of their LPs. And I thought at the time, this sounds so much like one of Woody Herman's Hurt. Maybe it was Woody trying to circumvent some contract that he'd made. And I held that view for a long time until the internet came along and I managed to discover that it truly was a legitimate band. It was led by Harry Arnold, who was a well-known European leader and arranger, and the band was a Swedish band. And any attempt at listing the personnel here would be a futile exercise in linguistics, so I'll just suffice it to say there are four trumpets, four trombones, five saxes, piano, bass, and drums. And they're going to do a Jack Palmer Spencer Williams tune entitled I Found a New Baby. That was a Jazz Tone Mystery Band with I Found a New Baby. I guess the moral of the story there is Swedes can swing too. Huh? That was on the Jazz Tone label released in 1957.
Next up is our highlight artist Tal Farlow from his album. Tal Farlow plays the music of Harold Arlen. Of course, Harold Arlen, one of the great composers of modern mainstream music. And this is a tune that most of you are probably familiar with, a great old ballad called Blues in the Night. And along with Tal Farlow on guitar, we have Frank West out of the Count Basie Band on tenor sax and flute, the inimitable Dick Hyman on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, who was probably in the Ellington Band at that time, and in the studio with Tal on drums was O.C. Johnson. And this was cut around December of 1959, Blues in the Night.
Thank you.
The studio board fade on that CD that was not done in this studio. It was our spotlight artist, guitarist, Tal Farlow from his album. Tal Farlow plays the music of Harold Arlen. And of course, that's Harold Arlen's classic composition, Blues of the Night. And it had some fine tenor sax work there by Frank West. And the piano solo was by Dick Hyman. So, what's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from organist Jimmy McGriff. This is from a solid-state LP entitled A Bag Full of Soul. And it features Jimmy on organ, Thornell Schwartz on guitar, and Willie Jenkins on drums. And it's a tune Jimmy wrote entitled Hallelujah. Hallelujah, a tune written by Jimmy McGriff and performed for you there by Jimmy on organ, Thornell Schwartz on guitar, and Willie Jenkins on drums. That was from a Solid State LP released in 1966 entitled A Bag Full of Soul.
What better part of the last hour you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host Kent Linkos along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns. We're going to take a short break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only about 5 minutes and we'll be back with a second hour of The Feeling of Jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to close out the first hour with Bernie's tune with our spotlight artist Tal Farlow on guitar, Hank Jones on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Harry Bellison on drums, and bassist Oscar Pettiford joins in on cello. Let's listen to Bernie's tune.
Thank you.